Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome along to another podcast. We start the week with news that you won't care about too much, but I've just tidied the studio. I mean, I'm not finished tidying it. It's been on the to-do list for ages, and I'm certainly not dusted it. Look at the state of that. But honestly, being busy, having two children now, one of them being 7 weeks old and all that, means, you know, certain things drop off the priority list, including tidying the shed, which is the studio. But it was playing on my mind. Oh, which speaks more to my mental health than anything else. But what's happened is I just tied it up and I got loads more space. Ruined the acoustics in here. The detritus everywhere was like soundproofing like you couldn't believe. But, that plant's dead as well. But other than that, it's looking pretty good in here. My handle's loose on this chair, but it's all... What's going on? So anyway, we did a radio show. I've been through the newspapers, found some stupid stories that we feel like we should cover so that you get the full rounded richness of the news agenda rather than just the main thing that people can argue about on TV. And then that argument goes on every show. And then it's the next day. No, there's other news. Other news that don't have people pretending they care passionately about stuff to go viral on clips. I know I should, shouldn't I? I should pretend I should get all het up rather than talking sense. I thought talking sense on TV about news stories was going to be my brand. And no one wants that brand. People want people who make viewers angry so that clips... I mean, how do I not make people angry? I'm objectionable. I'm not a naturally likable person. So if that's what you want, why am I not getting booked? Anyway, we did a radio show and it came out sounding like this. On the show today, man alive, there are more stories I've collected than we're going to get through. So I don't know what to promise you. There's a thing about stag do's. There's a thing about pizzas. I'm less on the diet than I was, so we're not obsessed with food. Abby Clancy's back in the news, so you can guess what I am obsessed with instead. Cat owners, yes. As a cat owner myself, I will be talking about that. And Bananarama, going off bananas. All of that, plus more still to come. This story, it's an animal-related one. There's a giant female hawk, which is being used to scare off pigeons from a train station. Bella the Harris hawk is on patrol in the C2C service in Southend East. Now, here's the weird thing about this. It says it's being used to scare off pooing pigeons because they're struggling with the amount of poo that the pigeons are doing. But if there's one thing that would make me do that even more, is seeing a creature that wants to eat me. Do you know what I mean? If you're trying to improve my continence, don't give me that kind of scare. So I feel like more research is needed. Stag do's. Everyone presumes as a stand-up comedian you hate stag do's. No, they are often quite fun. It's hen nights that are uncontrollable. And if they decide to have a chat rather than listen to a stand-up show, you're done. You're done, mate. But this is in the news. A stag do firm is asking blokes to supply their blood type before the night out. The Last Night of Freedom will print the information on a wristband of part of a safety campaign. How raucous. Look, I enjoy a night out as much as the next man, but I'm presuming the next man doesn't want to lose a pint of blood. The boss of this company said, this is up in Newcastle, Newcastle is one of the biggest and friendliest destinations in Europe to have stag do's. But not every party ends how you expect. I don't want to have like a medical health alert thing, because I think I wouldn't go. Do you know, if someone said to me, do you want to come on my stag do? Yeah. All you need is your emergency contact details and blood type. I'm like, nah, thanks. Because you don't have to give that when you go bungee jumping. So why would you need that out for a night out in Newcastle? They've looked at personal distance and stuff. Apparently, Brits want partners, pals and kids to stay half a metre away. Yes, let's have a measure, half a metre. Well, you could back it up a bit further as well, to be honest. Researchers found that we prefer strangers to stay more than 1 metre away. Good. I mean, that means we are naturally doing half a COVID. Do you know what I mean? Space face race, or whatever it's called. Even when it comes to our friends and family, we want things a little bit formal. Most admit that they don't want them any closer than 56 centimetres. Some language app did some research. Different countries are comfortable with different distances, but in Britain, we prefer more space. Yes, we do. And that is for many reasons. You know me, I'm not a natural hugger. I like a bit of distance. I think as a tall person, you do prefer more personal space, because when short people get close to you, close to your knees, you feel all like, oh, I've seen what happens in Gulliver's Travels. I don't trust what's going on down here. But also, if we all take up a bit more space, left, right and all that, the country looks fuller. And then right-wing people on TV have more to argue about. And there's a survey that's happened about your favourite takeaway, not just yours. Well, I suppose there's been a small survey about your favourite takeaway when your partner says, "Would you fancy takeaway tonight? Would you fancy?" That is effectively a survey about your takeaways. But pizza has been named the top takeaway choice in Britain. According to latest research, the go-to for over half of people, and then Chinese, fish and chips, Indian also popular. Why did they waste their time? So much more they could have researched that would have been useful. So here's a list of things that people like to eat. Nice foods. I mean, and also, it's not like you have to pick a favourite. I don't know, if maybe I'm just living life too well, but, you know, if we have pizza one night, and then like a few days later we want a takeaway, we don't do pizza again, because you don't have to just pick one. It's not desert island food. Although if it was desert island food, definitely get a takeaway, because you get a lift back. Solves it, doesn't it? I'm not really a cocktail drinker. I'm guessing that doesn't surprise you. It's a bit fancy pants. Do you know what I mean? I'm more of a not cocktail drinker. I don't like drinks that you have to cook and prepare. Do you know what I mean? I got enough on putting food in a bowl. Then having to stir drinks, you're taking my time up. Cocktail makers in cool bars are now using things like ketchup, Marmite, and even cornflakes in their drink. Why? Are they pregnant? What's happening there? Other ingredients used by cocktail shakers in London include sweet and sour sauce, toast, potatoes, honey, and butter. Are they really cool bars, or have they just run out of supplies? This bloke who's an expert says nostalgia plays a big part in these drinks. Really, because when I was growing up, no one ever decided to put gin and cornflakes together because mum and dad didn't have a drink problem. So, of all these different ones you can get, is that the key to find something that everyone has a reference point to. And cereal is a good example. But it's my favourite quote in the entire article. Cocktail lover Lisa Richardson said, "If I want spuds, I'll go to McDonald's." Well, that's... I mean, yeah, you solve part of the problem there, don't you? I'm in favour of keeping drinks and food separate. If you're going to start to put potatoes in your drink, just take the time and turn it into vodka. Do you know what I mean? Put the effort in for once. Look, Abby Clancy's in the news. We always talk about her. I think it's because she's got a podcast, and journalists these days are lazy and they write up things from podcasts. No one's ever written about me. But it says Abby Clancy is now ET's unofficial spokeswoman after revealing her own close encounter. She says she's seen an alien. Now, this, I don't want to talk too much about aliens because you know what happens, but this makes sense to me. Normally, we talk about alien news stories and I say, why would an alien use all of that technology to travel across light years from other planets, other civilizations or whatever, to visit parts of Norfolk or the southern parts of America where everyone's got a gun and sun neck, whatever they call it, redneck, that's it. But if you're asking me, why would an alien travel all the way to say, how are you doing, to Abby Clancy? Yep. Yeah, got it. Although also there's a strong chance when she saw some strange long gangly beast thing, it was just her husband, you know what I mean? So we'll look more into it. Cat owners. I'm speaking to you right now. Apparently people who own cats are kinder than those who keep dogs. Oh, I knew it! Even though I've admitted previously, that I'm a dog person, just can't be bothered with one, so that's why we've got a cat, which our two cats, they must know that. They look at me and they think, you don't want us to be here. You want someone who can fetch. And I do, but I don't want someone who means I can't go away and gig in Europe anymore. A new study has revealed that feline lovers carry out more random acts of kindness. I think I know what it is. All of the goodwill, all of the kindness within dog owners is used up scooping up their dog mess and putting it in a bag, innit? And they're like, oh, I've already done that. What else do you want? Blood? Whereas for me, the cat's going to do it in next door's garden. I have to be kind to try and pay back that karma. So, yeah, this one makes sense. We are quickly running out of time to get into this story, which is a shame. Apparently, men who wear wife fronts are the hottest lovers. A third of women polled rated them as more masculine. Whereas fellas in boxers were second best, earning only 29% of the votes. I think if you've just met someone and she already knows whether you're a wife front or a boxer wearer, you've already done well. Do you know what I mean? Stop needing extra scores. You've done better than I have. But sadly, we can't really get to the bottom of that one, which is the appropriate phrase. Oh, Bananarama news. Bananarama star Karen Woodward has revealed that she's addicted to biscuits. Yeah, I think what she means is she likes biscuits. Let's read on, should we? The singer buys them in bulk. So she likes biscuits and she's cheap. Now, that's still very much like me. She says she scoffs them every day. Again, like me. 62-year-old Karen says, I don't feel guilty about any pleasures. Well, steady on. I mean, biscuits don't feel guilty about. It depends what your other pleasures are, don't it? She says, I eat biscuits and chocolates and cakes every day, all as part of my diet. Me too. And that is why I am obese. But anyway, thank you for that update, Bananarama. Isn't it weird? Named after a healthy food, likes another one. Then again, Biscuitarama. They wouldn't have had the same number of hits. We didn't get time to talk about the closure of the M25 over the weekend. For the first time ever, it was actually closed deliberately. Planned closure to rejig Junction 10. And then we're not going to talk about it because actually I'm more annoyed. 2 million people were apparently caught up in traffic. How did you not know? It was the bigger problem with the M25 is the unexpected closures. Like, I was stuck on one for 7 hours once, wasn't it? We did the radio show from the fast lane of the M25 because of an unplanned one. A planned one, it's your own stupid fault for going near it. They did give you a warning. And then I was reading in the paper, there were 3 miles of queues. 3 miles of... Oh! 3 miles of... I used to have to use the Dartford crossing. I used to dream of 3 miles of queues. Anyway, that's not what we're going to talk about today. I'm getting too angry. How about this? This is actually useful news. The National Trust is drawing up rules for visitors in the nude. The visitors are in the nude, or the National Trust is in the nude whilst drawing up... Let's read on. The charity, which looks after historic homes and gardens, wants to give naturists equal access. Well, not equal. Come on. I mean, give them access, but it's like, if that's your deal, you want to turn up to National Trust houses nude, good luck to you. Welcome. Come in. Don't expect the heating to be turned on, and don't sit on the chairs. The Trust and British Naturism have already had a history of cooperation. The stripping off advice will help manage people's expectations when they're turning up to a castle or a park or whatever in the new. I would say take a towel with you, but actually what they're bound to do is tell you not to take a towel, then sell you one in the gift shop. That's bound to be in it. That's how they make their money. I'm not falling for that again. Right, podcast nearly done. These are some of the stories we didn't cover in the show. Most Brits would rather get a good night's sleep rather than have an orgasm, according to this survey. 84% say they would rather sleep rather than have some sex. What? You can do both, can't you? I mean, what? If you do both and you get, like, 3 minutes less sleep. Have a... Well, what have I said? What are you looking at me like that for? Twice. Oh. And... What's this one? Robo-advisors could be making us take financial risks. Apparently, a third of Generation Z and a fifth of millennials are using AI-powered bots to get their investment advice. That's how AI's got to kill us all, isn't it? It's not like Terminator. It just makes us all poor. And a suspected witch doctor... Oh, I should actually do this on the show. Because on the show, we were talking about why do people travel with bugs and things in their cases? Stupid as snakes and toads. A witch doctor has been arrested at an airport with a monkey's hand, a live snake, and other black magic materials. I don't mean the chocolates. That's finally what it is. It answers it, isn't it? Why are people trying to smuggle toads around? It's because it's supplies. It's like the doctor's case. Normal doctors, stethoscope, maybe some bandages. Witch doctor, they got all that in there, aren't they? Which is weird, because Witch Hazel would be in the first doctor's one. Not, it'd be in the St. John's Ambulance one, wouldn't it? Somehow we're up to date. There's all the news stories we could find for you. Subscribe to get more of this rubbish. You can email me at mrstephenallen.co.uk, tweets to at mrstephenallen, and that's the same username pretty much all over the shop. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.